April 20th, 2021 The CACTEC Manual QFS2020. https://qfs2020.com/thecactecmanual. The Community Assistance Center Action Plan. The Community Assistance Centers, CAC. The greatest humanitarian work will be done at the local level in communities. The Community Assistance Centers, CAC, is the major vehicle ZIM benefactors will use to bring a wide variety of projects and activities to the community. ZIM benefactors participation in the CAC. You, the ZIM benefactors, ones who have begun the RSS program, can further their humanitarian work by implementing the CAC Action Plan in an area of their choice. We recommend starting where you live and then expanding from there. You have a sphere of influence from which to choose those you want to begin the CAC plan with. Boots on the ground admin organization. ZIM benefactors will select a location they want to establish the CAC organization. To begin, you the benefactor will hire a director who will be in charge of a particular geographical area or community. As the CAC grows you will hire directors for other local communities. Training and hiring directors are the benefactor's main responsibilities. LWS will put together training videos to assist in this responsibility. A director will be the administrator overseeing a geographically designated community. The director will have the authority to hire as many assistant directors as he/she feels are necessary to accomplish the humanitarian efforts in that community. The CAC directors will be given authority to do many things that include directing and utilizing the benefactor's money. Therefore, you, the benefactor will organize and hire your own people to do the CAC plan along with the RSS plan. These two plans work together to upgrade the financial status of a community. The director will have six main areas of responsibility. One, directors will seek out small, service-oriented businesses and offer employment contract shares, ECS, to the owners and their employees. An employment contract share uses the same RSS platform but the per-minute download can be adjusted to correspond with the agreed-upon amount the director is to pay the owner and his/her employee. The ECS may have varying per-minute payouts at the start but the average will be 25 cents depending on the circumstances. The ECS will give quarterly raises of 1 cent or about $400 per month increase per quarter for the term of the contract. Over the 84 months of the normal 7-year contract. The employee will receive an increase of 28 cents per minute payout, approximately doubling the original share payout. The employee will have free healthcare and TOGAFA with the ECS both will act as the retirement benefits for the rest of their lives. The employment contract share does not participate in the individual share bonus program. The employee may continue to work after the contract term with the quarterly increases to continue until he/she retires. As with all RSS per minute downloads, once established, the funds just keep on being paid out. Two, the directors will have the authority to establish employee and employer contract shares for any and all service-oriented businesses. The owner and employees will all be offered employment contracts under the director's supervision. The director, under your guidelines, will have access to your master ID account on the RSS platform. This allows the director to adjust the employee's payment as the business owner see fits. Three, the directors will act as a liaison for the RSS share program. He/she will interface with those organizations that are participating in the revenue sharing solution program, such as a church congregation, or club, or other nonprofits who are registering their members into the RSS program. Four, the directors will administer the use of grants and loans for infrastructure improvements, i.e., buildings, playgrounds, playground equipment, developing fields for sports and other activities, in coordination with humanitarian projects initiated by the churches and other nonprofits. Five, CAC directors will interface with government officials to establish employment contract shares for essential government workers such as police, fire, and EMS personnel. When local governments have program funding issues, we will establish and monitor a trust to infuse funds into that specific program. A government must be GISRA compliant and have access to the QFS in order for our CAC and RSS programs to be established. Six, the directors and assistant directors will also support the National Real Estate Listing Service with condo conversions, land development for housing and other related real estate activities. The directors may have many expanded responsibilities as the CAC is implemented in a community. With all of these responsibilities, the director may hire as many assistant directors as needed. You, the benefactors, will always maintain control of your funds. Many neighborhoods have underfunded volunteers who provide a tremendous service for underprivileged children, etc. We suggest that you find these volunteers and employ them as directors or assistant directors. These directors are given authority to build local organizations using benefactor funds to support their activities. Establishing trusts with directors as the trustees is a great way to put funds into the community's activities. The reason we utilize trusts with your director as the trustee is for the purpose of accountability and to ensure the funds are used as intended. The CAC has a structure that supports the training and cultivation of these volunteer types who can do most of the work in these local communities. These directors should be given authority to create trusts that will meet the funding requirement of each community assistance center and fund fee center. This is why each of you will set up your own structure so you have complete control of your funds as you supervise the CAC directors. Benefiting inner city populations. One phase of the CAC program focuses on the inner city populations where youngsters may come from dysfunctional families. The RSS, as a tool, will play a key role in streamlining funds going into existing programs on a local level. There are many volunteers working with underfunded government programs to help solve inner city problems. You would want to target these volunteers so become directors or assistant directors and sign them to employment contracts to continue to serve the community. Many of them can downers when given the funds to work with. When setting up trusts, directors would be the trustees to manage the funds appropriately. Trusts could be established to cover fixed costs and overhead and provide supplies and equipment for after-school use. If there is a nonprofit entity involved, an RSS beneficiary account could be set up to cover fixed costs and overhead needs as well as appropriate trusts. Those in the organization could utilize the RSS shareholder bonus for fundraising by registering new shareholders. Every two new shareholders creates another $100 per week for the nonprofit. Creating a future for inner-city children. Most of the inner-city children are under the age of 18, therefore, providing a trust for them will pay their expenses and create a savings that they have access to when they turn 18. This will significantly change their mindset and the way they grow up. Now they will have the opportunity for an education in the field of their choice and the way for a sustained income to create the life of their dreams. Couple this with a National Real Estate Listing Service. And the children can see their way to obtain a home in their future when they turn 21. This hope in the future creates opportunities that do not presently exist. When children turn 18, they can register as an individual shareholder to support their own financial endeavors such as getting married and raising a family off their own without money issues. Imagine if we could go back and begin our lives without money problems. Our lives would be really different. The CAC structure will also cultivate a 2-year volunteer mentor program. For retired professionals to be mentors and advisors those who came from broken homes and desire to find their niche in life. These mentors will be compensated using the RSS employment contract shares. We will find these mentors while sharing the RSS program with churches and congregations in the local communities. Managing the CAC structure. Your job as benefactors is to delegate and require accountability. You delegate responsibilities and then require accountability through management reports. It's like balancing your books at the end of the day. The use of an accounting firm with reports, etc., will help support stewardship responsibilities for the benefactor and the chain of directors. All trusts, with the exception of the 6 shareholders' trusts and the employment contract shares, should be registered with an accounting firm. This is necessary to build an efficient, well-functioning humanitarian structure which will generate reports as needed for management accountabilities.